So we know to use our mudra. We're going to do our rhythmic breathing to build up the chi in our belly. When we hold the breath, we squeeze the bottom in. We push in the belly button to the back of your spine and close your neck. And that way we're holding all the energy in our belly. And then on the third round, we hold the breath and we relax the body. And so what you want to do today is, if you can, okay. So what's going on is that through electronics, we're getting connected to, let's say, frequencies that are not in harmony with our body or our soul, and they can make disturbances, and they'll disturb mostly the third eye. So what we'll do in this is just as we go into the meditation, you know, just give permission for me and the group that work with me to kind of work with you a little bit in this meditation today to release any of that. And if you can, allow yourself to truly relax, allow yourself to truly surrender to the sound of my voice and the energies around you. When you start to feel your body tingle, rather than examining the tingle, just allow it to be. You know, just allow that tingling to be. If the one part of your body feels heavy or it starts to pulsate, rather than taking your mind there, allow yourself to feel it, okay? So let's see if we can take you energetically to another level in this meditation today, all right? And that means just to surrender to the beings around you. So what we'll do is right now, I want you to just close your eyes, take a breath, take three breaths. One more. Good. And before we start our rhythmic breathing, keeping your eyes closed, centering your breath, I want you to just call in your guardians, call in your guides, your guardian angels, and ask them to stand around you. And normally, we have three guides that are here for the time, the lifetime that we are in. And then we have other guides that come in and out and help us with different things. But we have three main guides. So I want you to see those three guides standing around you. Call them in, feel them. And I'd like you to imagine that they are understanding that they can do nothing without your permission, right? There are certain things you've asked them to guide you to in this lifetime, and they do. Sometimes you resist it, sometimes you go along with it. But there are also certain things that you've asked them to do for you that you might say, well, when I'm ready, I want you to do this. So I want you to think about the fact that this is a very important time on the planet. And in fact, you're ready for this. So I'd like you to just spend a minute talking to your guides that are standing around you, whether you see them, feel them, sense them, or have a knowing that they're there, and state, I am ready. In this moment, to go to the next level of protection. I am ready to receive a recalibration physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. that will take my energetic system to the next level of understanding and knowledge. So imagine that these beautiful guides that have traveled with you throughout this lifetime, who know you from another life, are very, very gently placing their hands in a stop position and sending you energy to your body that's vibrating into your emotions, your brain, your heart, even your spirit, to awaken something. And these beautiful souls that have committed to you for this lifetime, one is your doorkeeper, the one that stays with you from birth to death, it protects you and ensures that you're safe, you're in the right place at the right time. The other two represent the male and the female aspects of you. So they may be male and female in themselves. So they're there to teach you about your empowerment, your ability to manifest, how to love, how to receive, how to give. They're like your spiritual parents, if you like. Good. And keeping your eyes closed and understanding that these three beautiful souls will never leave you. And behind those three beautiful souls are many, many helping them and assisting you. Today we're going to do something completely different to what we've been doing. So I want you to just go into the rhythm of your breath as you allow yourself to receive the feeling of your body as it moves with the breath. As you breathe in, your entire body expands, and as you breathe out, your body relaxes and surrenders. You breathe in and your body expands, fills with light. And as you breathe out, your body relaxes as it releases all tension, all resistance to who you are. We understand that your beautiful body that houses your spirit, your soul, is a combination of Earth's elements, earth, fire, air, water, and ether. And these elements are in divine harmony within your body. Your nervous system is the fire. Your blood is the water. Your ability to breathe, the oxygen that moves your blood, circulates your nervous system and all your organs, is the air. Your skin, your muscles, your bones, your organs are the earth. And the ether is your knowing, your intuition, your connection to the earth. Your body is the earth in every single way. Now, using your breath, your imagination, your intention, you're going to take your eyes and your awareness and your breath down to your feet. And breathe in and out through the bottoms of your feet. Imagine as you breathe in, you very gently draw in that connection to earth. You draw in all the elements through your feet. And as you breathe out, you very gently sink your feet into the earth and become one with her. Breathing in and out through your feet, relaxing releasing, surrendering your body to Mother Earth. Deep within Mother Earth is a liquid core, and we could call that liquid fire, ether, life. So I want you to intent, imagine, and direct your energy from your feet down to that liquid core of fire, of ether. Pure energy like the sun. You breathe in. You connect with the earth, and as you breathe out, you send your feet deep into the soil. Surrounded by the roots of the trees, the stones, the minerals, you allow your feet to go deeper past any streams of water, fresh, vibrant, healing water. You go deeper past the minerals, the crystals, the gold, the silver, the platinum. Until you finally connect with Earth's spirit at the core. Her light that is in liquid form, her source. And as you continue to breathe in and out through your feet, and connect with the spirit of Mother Earth, the core, her energy, that force that brings life to everything. Your golden light of home out in the universe. That looks like a ball, a vortex, a lake, is also connected to your spirit. Earth is your body, your spirit is your unique self. And that golden ball of light out in the universe is home. It's where you come from. And it may be part of a planet or an interdimensional reality. But that's the home of your spirit. And the home of your spirit gifted you to the earth to help her at this moment. And all her inhabitants to evolve, to move into unity consciousness, to live from love. You represent that love. and the spirit of the earth needs you. So in a moment, what you're going to do is you're going to allow the spirit of the earth, that ball of fiery light, her very soul, to enter your feet, move through your body like a liquid fire, up into your legs and up your spine as she awakens your kundalini. And this liquid fire is going to move up your spine to the top of your head. It's going to then awaken your crown and send a light up to home, to that golden light of home. And your kundalini is going to move down the front of your face and rest itself in your heart or your solar plexus. It's what you choose. So the kundalini, the fire of the earth, your body's energy frequency is going to move up your legs into the base of your spine. So from your hips, your pelvis, into the base of your spine, up the back of your spine, over the top of your head and down the front of your body. Do not stop the kundalini at the top of your head. You must move it down the front of your body. And as you do that, your crown chakra will open and send a beam of light home. It will spark it. It will send it directly home to the golden light. So now go down to your feet and breathe. Breathe very gently with intention. And understand that Mother Earth is very aware that you're there. Your guides are around you, holding you, helping you. And I want you to allow the core center, that liquid force of Mother Earth, to enter your feet, the bottoms of your feet, like a liquid fire, moving up through your bones, into your shins, your knees, thighs and hips, as that liquid moves through your hips into your pelvis and to the base of your spine now. And I want you to very slowly breathe it up your spine. You breathe in, you draw it up. As you breathe out, you let it settle in that place. You breathe in, you draw it up. You breathe out, you let it settle in that place in your spine. You breathe in, you draw it up further. You let it settle very slowly and gently. It comes to your neck, it goes up your neck. Now it enters the middle of your head into your pineal and pituitary glands. The line of liquid fire goes into your pineal and your pituitary gland, and then the top of your head. As it hits your crown chakra, that beam of ultraviolet light goes out into the universe. And then very, very gently, your liquid light, your kundalini, moves down the front of your face, the outside of the third eye, down over your face, your throat, into your heart or your solar plexus. And when it goes into your heart or your solar plexus, you simply allow it to rest. Breathing into where you've allowed it to rest. Allowing yourself to surrender to the love and devotion of the Mother. Good. And allowing the energy, that beautiful liquid light, to remain within your heart or solar plexus. Now you're going to take your awareness back up to the top of your head, to your ultraviolet light that's home. Having fully relaxed and surrendered to Mother Earth, who is very, very gently rebalancing and recalibrating your physical body in harmony with all its elements, earth, fire, air, water, ether. Breathe into your crown and give the intention to send out a ball of light that's uniquely yours, your energy signature, your soul's signature. We're going to take it home now to the golden light in the universe. So breathe into your crown, and as you breathe out, intent and imagine that ball of light popping out the top of your head that represents you in and out. Good. And using your eyes, your intention and your breath, you're going to send that ball of light home. Breathing in, connect. And as you breathe out, sending it up through the roof of the building that you're in. It's moving very fast. You may find your body heats up as you do this, moving up past the trees, into the sky. Very quickly it's moving through any clouds, into the Earth's outer atmosphere. Moving very fast now as home calls you. Popping out of Earth's atmosphere and into the solar system that Mother Earth resides within. And as you move through that solar system, you gather the energy of the planets, moving up and up through the solar system now. Through the galaxies to home, feeling, seeing, intending your golden light of home, and very gently allowing yourself to enter that golden light now. And as you begin to enter the golden light and let it merge with you, it opens up. And you become aware of whether you're on a planet or an interdimensional reality. And as your awareness opens, your sacred circle begins to gather around you. Your spiritual ancestors, and those that love you, and understanding that your guides are around your physical body, protecting, providing, recalibrating. All the beings that are working with you and the planet gather around you now in sacred circle. The white and the blue councils, the green and the brown councils, the red and the purple councils, the Palladian emissaries of light, the Melchizedek Brotherhood of Light, the Arcturians, the Felines, the Intergalactic Council of Light that represents all nations, the Cosmic Police that you have been working with throughout the week, the Ancient Ones, the Lords of Karma, the Timekeepers, the angelic realms from cherubim to seraphim, and those that you hold most dear. Gather around you now in sacred circle, and you'll have 1 minute to communicate with them, and the time starts now. Good. And understanding that you are the ambassador of all nations. And it is through you that the new earth will be created. And you're going to bring down the energy signature of all nations with you, with the golden light. And merge with the core of Mother Earth in your heart. So using your intention, your imagination, and your breath, thanking the beautiful beings that surround you now, all the support they've given the earth and you. And very, very gently, as you allow your light that's now turned to gold to pop out of this space of home and back into the universe. It's a beautiful, beautiful fiery ball of gold as it moves down through the universe with a force and a passion, a light so bright that it represents all nations. As you draw it down into your solar system, down into Earth's atmosphere, you begin to feel its heat as it travels down through the outer atmosphere, through any clouds, into the sky, past the trees, into the roof of the building that you're in, down into your crown chakra, and moves down through your body into the earth, meeting with earth spirit, into the core of the earth, re-energizing Mother Earth's soul, ensuring her that we are all one, and indeed helping her, that she is not alone. You are unity consciousness, Mother Earth, Father Sky, and you, the child. And I want you to imagine that as you breathe in, you draw up the Earth's energy to your heart, that fiery light, and you draw down the golden light of the universe, and it meets at your heart. And when it meets at your heart today, I want you to imagine that it formulates a little ball of liquid gold and fiery light like the sun. And as it does, it sends out a vibration through your body out onto the earth. And as you breathe and you draw these three energies together, and as you breathe out, you send out a vibration to the entire world. So what I want you to do is breathe in, join them together. Breathe out. Send it like a radius outside of your body, as if they are rings of Saturn going out, vibrating out into the earth. You breathe in, you meet them again at the heart. You breathe out, you send it out. You're the center of this vibration. And as you send it out onto the earth, what you're sending out is 5D. and it's passing through every tree, every flower, every animal, every plant, every human being is receiving this vibration in their body. And I want you to breathe in the words, I am love, and send that into your heart. And as you breathe out, you say, all is love. You breathe in, you bring these energies together at the heart. I am love, meaning Mother Earth is love, the universe is love, your body is love, your spirit is love. I am love, God is love. And as you breathe out, you send out a remembrance to every living thing. All is love. Love is the only vibration that you need to enter 5D. So you're going to spend today 3 minutes breathing into your heart. I am love. Breathing out to the world, all is love. Not thinking of someone or something, simply holding the space of love. You are the representation of this love. Your body is now vibrating love to every living thing on the earth. You'll have 3 minutes and the time starts now. Good. Now just allowing yourself to feel your body. I want you to become aware that perhaps your body doesn't have a boundary. Perhaps it doesn't have weight. Perhaps your body is now in alignment with your soul. And understanding that these three guides standing around you are always with you. And taking your awareness to your feet, feeling them on the earth. Giving thanks to Mother Earth and all of those that assisted you today. When you're ready, you can wiggle your toes, your fingers, flutter your eyelids and gently come back into your body. Got really hot, thank you. So something completely different today. I felt that very, very strong, you know, guidance just stepped in and said, okay, this is what we're doing. So there you are. Just, you know, try to stay centered in your heart and sending out that vibration that all is love with every step you take. You know, when you do a Buddhist retreat, if you go into deep Buddhist meditation, they do walking meditation as well as sitting so that you don't lose the sensation of your limbs. So as you're walking, you're thinking these words, and that's what they do when they're sweeping, when they're cleaning. It's like a mantra. They're thinking, you know, peace, love. So just do an experiment today and think about that. You know, as you're walking in the supermarket or wherever you are, all is love, all is love. I am love, all is love. And see how people respond to you. And I think you'll find it quite different, yeah? So thank you so much, because you realize that, you know, this, we're going in, we're creating this 5D, but we are the 5D as well. So the group is starting to change. It's starting to evolve as we did from the beginning. If you go back to the very beginning meditations, it wasn't at all what we ended up with. So there you are. Thank you so much. I love you all, and have a beautiful day.